From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A powerful storm that wreaked chaos across the Midwestern U.S. is continuing its eastward march, bringing with it rain, powerful winds, and possibly more tornadoes. Kentucky residents say they have sighted twisters today. They're part of a large, powerful system that have killed at least 9 people in multiple states. Among the hardest hit communities is Harrisburg, Illinois, where at least 6 deaths are reported. Jennifer Fuller is with WSIU Radio. She says not everyone may have been aware that the warning system in Illinois had gone off.
There were warnings going out throughout the morning as the storm system marched across southern Illinois from the Mississippi over to the Ohio River. But there probably were people who had little or no notice because it was nighttime and they were asleep. It's ironic that just this week the Illinois Emergency Management Agency was telling people to be ready for storm season in March and have those weather radios handy. So hopefully there were a few people that heeded that warning and had them.
Jennifer Fuller reporting. Missouri is reporting 3 more deaths from the overnight storms. Samuel Crow of member station KSMU in Springfield says the damage there is widespread.
Houses are destroyed. Cars are destroyed. You know, trees are just uprooted all over the place. There's volunteers right now that are sawing down trees and downed power lines all over the place. People can't get in. People can't get out. I believe over 6,000 people are without power in the Branson area right now.
Samuel Crow of KSMU. In Syria, fighting has intensified in the embattled city of Homs. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports that residents say the Syrian army is trying to enter one embattled neighborhood and opposition rebels are fighting back.
Activists inside the Baba Amr neighborhood of Homs say the army, which had been bombing the area from afar, is now surrounding it up close. They say armed rebels are fighting fierce clashes with the army. One Syrian official had threatened to clean the area by the end of the day. The neighborhood that has seen some of the most fierce resistance to the government has been under government siege for nearly a month. This latest fighting comes after a group of dozens of journalists and activists trying to flee Baba Amr was ambushed. That group managed to help British photojournalist Paul Conroy and several Syrian activists to flee the country. But as the humanitarian crisis gets worse, many other activists, civilians, and Western journalists remain. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
Here we come.
Davy Jones, a former member of the 1960s made-for-TV pop band The Monkees, has died. A spokesperson for the actor and musician says Jones passed away this morning in Florida of an apparent heart attack. Davy Jones was 66 years old. You're listening to NPR News. The Air Force's top general, Norton Schwartz, says the decision by a military mortuary to cremate and dump in a landfill the remains of some people killed in the 9/11 attacks was in line with instructions from a top Pentagon official at the time. NPR's Craig Windham reports Schwartz says the guidance came from David Chu, who was the Pentagon's personnel chief during the George W. Bush administration.
A new Pentagon review has found the remains in question could not be tested or identified at the Dover Air Force Base mortuary, so they could have been from either victims or hijackers. But Air Force Secretary Michael Donnelly says the remains should not have ended up in a landfill.
Prior practices were not appropriate.
And retired General John Abizaid, who led the Pentagon probe, says the mortuary changed its practices in 2008.
The fallen remains are taken out to sea and they're buried at sea.
Abizaid says that applies to unidentified remains and to partial remains of troops whose families give permission for burial at sea. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The search continues for 3 people who were on board a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter when it crashed on Alabama's Gulf Coast last night. Authorities say a 4th crew member has died. Divers were attempting to get inside the aircraft that submerged in Mobile Bay near Point Clear. Fog has hampered the air search. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 6 points at 13,011 in trading of about 2 billion shares. NASDAQ Composite Index down slightly at last glance at 2,986, and the S&P 500, well, that's up slightly at 1,373. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.